You're listening to the Living Well with Carol podcast featuring Carol Anglin, DFW's holistic wellness coach and recovery strategist. Your health is up to you. 1 million Americans die of heart disease and diabetes every year. About 93% of those deaths may have been prevented just by changing what was on their fork. What else can you prevent, avoid, or improve? Here's your host, Carol Anglin.
Hello, this is Carol with the Living Well with Carol podcast. We're coming to you today, and I have a special guest. I'm so excited for y'all to hear all about him. His name is Aubrey Johnson. He has a heart for service and a passion for personal growth. He is also the creator and host of the Road to Rediscovery podcast, a show that focused on reflecting of life's lessons and for learning and growth. So welcome and thank you for being here, Aubrey.
Oh, thank you so much, Carol. It's such a pleasure to be here. So I'm really looking forward to a great conversation.
Well, I'm excited to learn just a little bit more about your Road to Rediscovery podcast. What influenced you to create that podcast? What's it about?
Yeah, no, thanks for asking. You know, the Road to Rediscovery started out as a blog back in 2013. And so I've always been a huge proponent of learning from my life lessons. I don't know if it was the way I was brought up by both my parents being in the military, but just learning from the choices I make, whether they're the right choices or the wrong choices, and reflecting on that and understanding, you know, why did I make those decisions and what can I learn from them to keep the mistakes from happening again? And so I've always felt that it's very important to pay it forward in any capacity to help other people, right? So like the lessons that I go through, I feel like someone, you know, growing up will learn from something that I have to share. I feel like I have something to share. Now, I didn't have any major traumatic experience growing up or anything like that. You know, I'm just run-of-the-mill life experiences. So I started to journal that electronically by way of blog. And I got a lot of pretty decent response from that, you know, and it was a great way for me to even take a look in what I call retrospect, not just from the first time I looked back, but the second time I looked back on what these lessons are and how I've learned from them and how can I take what I've learned and help, right? How can I help? Not just waiting for those opportunities to come, but how can I take those lessons and proactively reach out, outward focus, and help other people who are struggling? And so in 2014 and 15, it kept on as a blog. And then I had to move to North Texas. I'm from Cincinnati. So I'm
lucky.
Yeah, very lucky. I moved to North Texas as a result of my job and love it here. And this is home for me from now on. And I've always had a passion and have been a freelance voiceover artist. I have clients that I still work with for the past 10 years on, you know, private projects as needed. So merging those two loves of reflecting on life experiences and having the love of recording my voice, being in audio situations, I put those together to make the Road to Rediscovery a podcast. So for all intents and purposes, it's still a blog today. I still maintain it, but now it's a podcast as of March of 2018.
That's amazing. First of all, I'd love to say thank you to your parents for serving in our military.
Oh, thank you.
My own son deploys to Kuwait soon. So
ooh, I see.
So we appreciate our military people and that fight for our country and that show up.
We
so
do.
That's amazing.
And thank you to your son.
Yes. He's awesome. And thank you also for, I love that you are so open about mistakes, because I think right now in the world we live in, it's all about appearances.
Yeah.
And if you look like you've made a mistake, you don't appear well. You don't appear good.
Very true.
And I think a mistake is something that it depends on how you look at it. It's a way we've learned what not to do to move forward for the better. What was it, Thomas Edison? How many mistakes did he make mm-hmm. before he actually got the light bulb in? It was like over 300 times.
Yes.
And he said he learned 300 and some odd times what not to do.
Yes.
And he didn't give up. And I think that we need to remember, we don't have to be perfect. We just have to be present moving forward.
I agree. And, you know, that's one of the main reasons why, well, I'm a lover of metaphors, okay? And for me, our life is a journey. It's a road.
Yes.
Okay. And so, like you said, to reach that destination of getting that light bulb to work, Thomas Edison had the journey of all of these failures, mm-hmm. one after another, after another, after another, right?
Yeah.
Until he reached that destination of getting that light bulb to work. So it's all about the journey, not so much the destination, because the meat and potatoes in the journey is what you learn and how you've grown, right? So using the road to rediscovery and using the journey as a metaphor of our lives, for me, was just very fitting.
Absolutely. Well, and part of that journey, what keeps us going on that journey is our why.
Absolutely, 100%.
So tell me what you think about that.
Yeah, thanks for asking, Carol. You know, the why for me is, it's a catalyst, okay? It's a barometer as well. As you go through the journey of whatever endeavor you have, whether it is opening your own business or going back to school to get your graduate degree or traveling the world, right? There's always going to be ups and downs. The journey's never going to be easy. And, you know, in that whole topsy-turvy journey of whatever your endeavor is, it's important to know that you have to have something that centers you. When you get frustrated and understand, okay, I'm frustrated, I think I'm going to just pack it all in, give up, right? Well, come back to your why. You have to stop and have a soul-to-soul search in your soul for, what is my why? Okay, remind myself, Aubrey, why am I doing this?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like layers of an onion. It's not, your why has to be something so deep and so motivational that it catapults you forward so that you don't stop and give up. I know when I work with people on mindset or weight loss, self-care, we've got to go further than, why do you want to lose weight? Well, I want to feel better.
Right.
Well, how would you feel if you felt better? Well, I'd feel better in my clothes. Well, we just have to keep digging, because it might be, they want to be able to play with their grandkids without an oxygen tank.
And that's the key right there, Carol, right?
Right.
I believe that's the key. To your point, you know, the why can't be just because I want to lose weight, mm-hmm. right? The why must be a vision and a call to action. That is what's compelling when you revisit your why during those times of frustration. At least it is for me.
Yes.
As a podcaster, you know, sometimes I stop and think, oh, man, my show is just falling on deaf ears. Or I put this major post out here and nobody's responding to it, and I put all this work into it, you know, things like that. And so I stop and think, why in the world am I doing this?
Yeah.
Then I have to stop and say, okay, here's my why. It's not about the numbers. Okay. It's not about the numbers.
It's not.
And so that really kind of redirects me and puts me back on course.
It does.
Yeah, yeah.
It does, because no matter what you're wanting to accomplish, it's got to fall on your why. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back and hear a word from our sponsors.
We'll be right back with more from Carol after these messages. Don't forget to subscribe to the OBBM Network on Spotify or wherever you're listening to podcasts. Be right back. Update your brand and let the world know you mean business. Minuteman Press serves Frisco and surrounding areas with print marketing, promotional products, and they'll even craft creative new brand elements that showcase your services in powerful ways. Call 460-294-0702 and get your promotion started today. Get your print on. Call 469-294-0702.
Local business, don't get run over like a freight train. What if there were television and podcast studios right in your own backyard? Call 214-714-0495. OBBM Network Studios at Grace Point Media are DFW's full-service media solution for busy business owners who want to support their local community. Want your own show? We'll put it together and promote it for you. Want to advertise to businesses? With over 20 platforms, OBBM Network gets you in front of DFW's business community in powerful and creative new ways. Associate in higher profile circles. Take advantage of guest spots on business TV or podcasts. Join us at 1860 Crown Road, Suite 1410 in Farmers Branch, Texas, for an episode, or maybe two. In fact, make OBBM the place you meet for valuable one-on-ones. Profitable business, free America. Make media work for you, DFW. Call 214-714-0495 and check out the calendar on offbeatbusiness.com for events you don't want to miss. What was that number? 214-714-0495.
This is Carol, and we are back. And today I am talking with Aubrey Johnson. He is the creator and host of Road to Rediscovery podcast. And we've been discussing the importance of your why, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you work for a corporation and you have a job there, whether you make decisions, choices for yourself, whether it's weight loss to mindset to whatever that may be, your why is what drives you. Your why is so important as being a part of your decisions and actions. And that why we need to dig in and get really deep so that that always motivates us over will and over what goes on around us. Because Aubrey was just sharing, he works to create something and it doesn't get the notification that he wants, the notice that he wants. And he's like, why am I doing this? Well, he has a why. He has a deep why, one of service and care. And he loves to help people go above and beyond. And we were just talking, it is so good to make mistakes because those are how we learn and become valuable people. Right? I once heard it said that nothing worth learning comes without a little bit of pain. Right?
I totally agree. Yeah, I totally agree. You have to have some discomfort in order to grow.
Absolutely. Well, I would love to talk about your four cornerstones to personal growth because I think this is so important and listeners need to hear and learn more about this.
Oh, well, thank you, Carol. Yeah, the four cornerstones to growth is basically a summation of what I've encountered and endured and what I've journaled through my life and the different virtues that I try to follow and be mindful in executing to lead a life of quality, right? Not just within myself, but in how I interact with society, with the outside world.
Awesome.
Yeah. And so the four cornerstones to growth are basically self-awareness, humility, gratitude, and service to others. I've built these four cornerstones to personal growth in a digital course, an online digital course.
That's amazing.
Oh, thanks. It's called the Rediscover Roadmap. And on this Rediscover Roadmap, we go cornerstone by cornerstone through each of them. And we start with self-awareness. And self-awareness, we have to start with that because that's where it all begins, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You can't really practice and improve on gratitude or humility or service to others without first being self-aware.
Absolutely.
You have to be aware. And so for each cornerstone, we basically talk about what does it mean to have this cornerstone? How can I tell? What are the telltale signs that I don't have it? And what are some best practices that I can attain and sustain this cornerstone?
Absolutely.
We go through those for each of the cornerstones. And then at the end, we have something called commitment cards, where you commit to yourself that you will practice and try to achieve and sustain these cornerstones by doing these things based off what you've learned in the digital course.
I love that. Some accountability.
Accountability.
Not only to someone like yourself, but to themselves.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That's key and that's important, right? Because genuinely in life, we don't want to take that hard look in the mirror at ourselves and hold ourselves accountable for ill-advised decisions that we've made, you know, and those sorts of things. But that's where the healing begins.
Yes, and that's where success is on the other side of.
Yeah, that's where the healing begins. And I have a saying on the show, the road to rediscovery, there are no detours. Okay, and what that means is when you have that journey, you have that path, and you have an obstacle, that obstacle, it's not in the way of the path. It is the path.
I love that.
Okay, it is the path. You have to go through there. You have to endure. You have to figure out ways to overcome those adversities so that you can grow and proceed on your journey.
I love that. And I hope that more people realize that their mistakes are a way to grow.
I hope so. You know, and that's part of the message, a big part of the message that we try to extend and convey to our listeners in every episode. I mean, I've talked with amazing guests from all over the world with all sorts of adversities, seemingly insurmountable odds that they've come over, not mm-hmm. just to survive, but to thrive. And their stories, you know, I always tell my listeners, I want them to get two things out of this, right? Out of each episode.
Absolutely.
Number one, you're not alone. Mm-hmm. And number two, there's always hope. And so if they hear someone and they say, that guest says something that resonates with them, that should trigger in their mind, hey, if they can do it, I can do it too.
That's right.
I'm going through something similar as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's great that they have those words from you, because right now, I think more than ever, we need to hear we're not alone.
Yeah.
You can do this.
No, we totally do. And you know what? One thing I failed to mention earlier of not being alone, a great example of this was when I began this as a podcast, it began as solo episodes where I would just share over audio my own life experiences and what I've learned from them and what those hard lessons were, right?
Yeah.
And then I would get an email from someone saying, hey, thanks so much for sharing. You really opened yourself up about being vulnerable in high school, blah, blah, blah. I went through something similar like that too. And so I would respond back by saying, really? Hey, that is great. Why don't you come on the show and tell your story? And very gradually, the snowball effect started to happen, where with each solo episode, responses came in via email saying they've had something similar. And so I invite them on the show. And now to this day, there's more guest episodes and interviews than solo episodes. And I'm happy about that. That's a good thing.
That is amazing. So tell me about the cornerstone of humility.
Humility, very important. With humility, you have to have an awareness, not just of yourself and whether or not you're humble, but of others,
mm-hmm.
right? And so when a lot of mindfulness is behind this too, but when you express something that you've done, an accomplishment or something, okay, and you achieve something that's very ambitious. You have to kind of really understand, where does that true power come from for you to achieve that? Okay. No one is an island. No one achieves everything by themselves.
No.
Okay. Having that team, that team mindset, having the mindset of, you know, just acknowledging the help of others to get you where you are today, and being humble enough to understand and recognize and voice your own mistakes and shortcomings, and not just within yourself, but also outwardly, right? Humility, you know, it's so surprising. The more humble someone is, the more credibility is built. And so humility is key.
Absolutely. Humility is a fundamental need to really pursue the change that we're looking for.
Yes, yes.
I'm so excited. This is amazing. When we come back, after hearing a word from our sponsors, we're going to talk about the other two cornerstones, which is gratitude and service to others. We'll be right back.
Be the leader you know you can be. Build your professional network and access education that takes you where you want to go. We are women of all ages and backgrounds. You deserve national recognition and opportunities to build relationships with people you want to work and grow with. Hit the ground running with the Charisma Chapter of the American Business Women's Association. Meetings each month from 6 to 8:30 p.m. on the fourth Tuesday in Farmers Branch, Texas, and online. Come with us. Experience ABWA for yourself. Go to charisma.abwa.org to learn more.
What does it mean to devote your life to the truth? Does it mean investigating communist subversion here in America? Does it mean exposing the deadly fentanyl crisis in the Midwest? Or spending late nights uncovering deep government corruption? Because at a time when America's traditional values are under attack, It's the responsibility of righteous journalists to uphold truth and tradition.
Who do you call for IT maintenance and solutions? Hey, I know a guy. Call 877-27-1-STOP. With One-Stop IT Solutions, your business is their number one priority, your first line of defense in this new cyber world, and with everything on your plate, they're also your peace of mind. Managed IT helps you keep more of your hard-earned dollars, makes everyday tasks easier, and reduces risks you probably aren't even aware of. When One-Stop IT Solutions is on the job, you can get back to business and focus on those new ideas you're thinking about with support necessary to get them done. Call 877-271-STOP for DFW IT help you can count on. That's 877-271-STOP. Call today, 877-271-STOP.
This is Carol, and I am back. We're talking with Aubrey. We've been discussing the four cornerstones of personal growth. Self-awareness we discussed, humility we discussed, and now, Aubrey, talk to us a little bit about gratitude.
Yeah, gratitude, again, very important. A tremendous amount of mindfulness that you must have in being grateful, right? There's different areas of gratitude. There's self-gratitude, there's gratitude for something that you've wished for to happen, and then there's gratitude for the everyday things that, quite frankly, a lot of us take for granted and just don't recognize, right? Electricity, having lights on, waking up, breathing, right? All very, very important things. And so, you know, if someone can like wake up and tell themselves or ask themselves, okay, what am I grateful for today? Or as you go to bed and you lay down, close your eyes, what am I grateful for? What was I grateful for today? You know, and also expressing that gratitude to like their team members or, you know, their colleagues. You know, I'm grateful for having you on the team because we achieved this together, or we have a great chemistry together.
Absolutely. That's amazing. And tell me more about service to others.
Service to others, very, very important. And you must have a true, genuine heart. I believe inherently in us as humans, we have a passion for giving of ourselves to someone. And it's cultivating that innate instinct that we have to give and to be of service, to help someone else. And being mindful of that and honing in on that innate feeling is very important. And so, you know, we talk about that in the course as well.
That's amazing. So again, you can get this course through Aubrey. Where would they go to see this?
Oh, they can get a free preview and even register by going to roadtorediscovery.com/course. That's roadtorediscovery.com/course.
That's awesome. So I would love for you to share with them about responding to adversities and challenges.
Yeah. A lot of people, we all have problems, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we all do. And I know it sounds cliche, but a lot of people say it's not the fact that you have a problem, but how do you respond to it, right? Mm-hmm. And as cliche as that sounds, it is true. It is how you respond to the problem. Because one thing that's unavoidable are problems. Everyone's going to have them. As well as conflict, for sure. And so responding to the problem must be based on the foundation of your mindset. So the mindset that you have in terms of being solution-oriented, acknowledging the problem for what it is, and being mindful of the resources that you have around you to help navigate through that problem, it all starts with mindset. If you don't have the mindset to move in that direction, then you're just going to get mired into the murkiness of the problem itself.
I think that's where our emotions can come into play.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because we stop looking at the problem and we feel the pain of it. Yes. And we lose sight of how to solve that problem, maybe in a way that's less detrimental to relationships or to ourselves.
Oh, no, absolutely. You know, a while back, I had a 3-episode series called the Wellness Alignment Series. And in the Wellness Alignment Series, we talked about how you can do everyday common mindful breathing and wellness practices that will equip you for handling these adversities, not just handling the adversities, but achieving goals that you've set for later in life, whether it's short-term or long-term goals.
What about affirmations?
Affirmations are very important. It's just a way to reinforce, mm-hmm. you know?
And when you say that out loud and you're hearing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's powerful.
It's very powerful. I mean, it helps support receiving it and being convinced. Let's say you have an affirmation every day. You wake up and you say, I am capable. Mm-hmm. I'm capable of whatever it is you want. I'm capable. And the more you tell yourself that every day, the more and more you believe it, the more real it becomes. And it has an outward appearance and effect in how you interact with the world.
That's true.
Yeah.
The subconscious believes what you tell it.
100%.
100%.
Yeah.
And if we're speaking life into ourselves, our subconscious is going to accept that and take it and run with it. If we're speaking negative words to ourselves, that's harsh.
Yeah.
I always tell people, if you don't want to speak it out loud to someone you love, don't say it to yourself.
No, I agree. And, you know, without getting too mystical or anything, I am a huge believer of energy.
Yes.
Okay. And the universe.
Absolutely.
Okay. And so I know a lot of people who are, they have a naturally pessimistic type of mindset, you know, where the other shoes are just waiting for it to fall off, you know.
Something's going to go wrong
and very doubtful about things. And then they're wondering why, you know, why they're sick, for instance, right? Mind over matter, you know, it compromises your immune system and things like that can happen. And so that's all a part of the universe and how things work out. Now, that's not to suggest that they're getting what they deserve because they think this way. No. It's just the cause and effect of the way of thinking and the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You get what you give, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's all talking about living in the now. I mean, definitely we want to think about the past, learn from it.
Yeah.
Definitely we want to focus on where we're headed in our future. That's called a plan. But living in the now is where you can find your joy and where you can find your presence and where you can really feel your why and moving forward.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And being present, being in the present and being mindful that you are in the present and dealing with that in the present takes care of your future. It really does. I mean, and as a very quick and weak example, but I think it's a good example, as a 22-year-old fresh out of college, I joined my company and I sign up for retirement, 401k, medical, vision, dental, you know, all
you got
of these.
It.
Yeah, but I'm a strong, healthy 22-year-old young man, you know.
Right.
I'm like, I don't need this medical stuff. Oh, well, I better have it. And then down the line, 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20, 25 years, I get sick because I get older. And I have this coverage now, right?
Right.
Yeah, because back then, at the present of 22, now I have taken care of myself and equipped myself for the future when I become older and fall ill.
Proactive. We got to be proactive about our health. That's what the fundamentals of what I believe.
Yeah.
Aubrey, you have been a joy to have on my show. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Carol. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you need to go listen to the Road to Rediscovery podcast. You're going to hear a lot more information from Aubrey. He's genuine. He is there to serve and help. So, Aubrey, tell our listeners, how else can they get a hold of you?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, just like Carol mentioned, the Road to Rediscovery is on Spotify, Apple, Spreaker, you name it, anywhere where podcasts are held. You can also join my emailing list at roadtorediscovery.com. That's roadtorediscovery.com. I'm also on Facebook. My page is R2R Podcast, and on Instagram as AJShark49, and on Twitter as R2R Podcast.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for being on the Living Well with Carol podcast. Blessings to you, and I hope the listeners enjoy hearing this. It was amazing information.
Oh, thanks so much, Carol.
Signing off.
You've been listening to the Living Well with Carol podcast featuring DFW's holistic wellness coach, Carol Anglin. Go to livingwellwithcarol.com to discover how you can work with Carol too. The Living Well with Carol podcast is produced by Offbeat Business Media, LLC for the OBBM Network, found on Spotify, Apple, iHeart, and wherever you enjoy podcasts. Unauthorized use of the Living Well with Carol podcast or any OBBM Network brands or media without permission is expressly prohibited. Contact 214-714-0495 for permissions and programming information.